Unit 2.
Mulus equus non amat.
The mule does not like all the animals he lives with. Certainly not the horses.
Benedictus et Stephanus monachi sunt. Monachi in monasterio habitant. Paulus discipulus in scola est. Discipuli cum monachis in monasterio habitant. Mulus cum equis in agro habitat. Mulus saepe in agris laborat. Equi cum mulo non laborant. Equos mulus non amat.
Umbrae in siluis.
The mule yearns to relax in a field.
Benedictus vinum desiderat. Paulus igitur vinum in opito emit et ad monasterium cum mulo ambulat. Mulus vinum portat. Nunc sunt in silva. Mulus saepe in siluis ambulat, sed non siluas amat quod in siluis sunt umbrae. Mulus neque umbras neque sarcinas amat. Mulus amicos in agro desiderat.
Living Latin, Unit 2.
Number 1. Tibullus recognizes the gods' power.
Who may take arms against the gods?
Contra quis ferat arma Deos.
Number 2. For the Christian philosopher, Boethius, Socrates had been a martyr to the cause of philosophy.
Did not Socrates reap the victory of an unjust death?
Nonne Socrates in justae victoria mortis promeruit.
Number 3. Horace on Rome's cultural debt to her Greek province.
When Greece was captured, she in turn captivated her untamed conqueror and introduced the arts to bumpkin Lazio.
Graecia capta ferrum victorem capit, et artis intulit agres dilatio.
Number 4. Virgil on Greek sculptors.
The Greeks will bring to life faces from marble.
Vivos ducent de marmore vultus.
Number 5. Boethius again. This time mixing religion with rhetorical games, of which the schoolmen of his time were fond.
If there is a god, how can there be evil?
And how can there be good if there is not?
Si quidem Deus est, unde mala?
Bona vero unde, si non est.
From Unit 3 onwards, some episodes of the story have been edited for the sake of brevity or continuity. So too with the Living Latin selections, of which some have been edited and a few omitted.